This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Three Pentecost Friday. First posted June 6, 2008. Micah 7:18-20. The Lord's Compassion. Luke 15:11-32. The Prodigal Son. Micah paraphrase. There is no other God than the Lord, who pardons sin and forgives trespasses for the remnant of his heritage. The Lord does not hold grudges because he prefers steadfast love. The Lord will have compassion for us again. He will stamp out our iniquities and cast away all our sin, as into the depths of the ocean. The Lord will show faithfulness and steadfast love to his people, to Jacob and to Abraham, the patriarchs and inheritors of God's promise, as God promised to our forefathers long ago. Luke paraphrase, Jesus taught in parables, fictional stories of everyday experiences to illustrate spiritual truth. In the parable of the prodigal son, a man had two sons, and the younger asked his father for his share of the inheritance, so the father divided his estate and gave the younger son his share. Shortly after, the younger son left and went to a distant land, and there he wasted his inheritance in loose living. When the inheritance had been spent, there was a famine in the land and the son lacked the basic necessities, so he became the servant of a citizen of the land who hired him to feed his pigs. The son realized that the man's pigs ate more and better than the son did, and he recalled that his father treated his servants better than the son was now being treated, so the son decided to return to his father, confess his sin, and ask to be his father's hired servant, since he was no longer worthy to be his father's son. As the son drew near to his father's home, the father saw and recognized him. The father ran to meet him and greeted him with a kiss. The son confessed his sin and acknowledged that he was no longer worthy to be his son, but the father called his servants to fetch the finest clothes and a ring for his son and to prepare a feast to celebrate the son's return, because the son had been as though dead and had returned to life, was lost and had now been found. The son's older brother had been working in the field, and when he came back, he heard the celebration and asked one of the servants what was going on. He was told that the father was celebrating his brother's safe return. The older son was angry, and refused to join the celebration. He felt that he was more deserving of his father's favor than the prodigal son, since the older son had always obeyed and served his father, while the younger son had wasted his father's inheritance in immorality. But his father said that the older son would always be with the father and that all of the father's inheritance belonged to the older son, so he should not begrudge the celebration for the younger son who had returned from death to life. Commentary, there is no other God than the Lord. Other gods are the creation of human minds and hands, and are incapable of doing anything, even for themselves. Instead of doing what we hope and need, they become our burdens and responsibility. The Lord's nature is good, loving and merciful. Often, we don't realize our sinfulness and how much we need forgiveness. God has given us His Word in the Bible, and in Jesus Christ, the living Word, John 1:1-5:14, to show us our need for forgiveness, not to make us miserable, but so that we can ask for and receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ, who is the only way to forgiveness. We are all prodigal sons and daughters. We have all received our inheritance in this physical life, and unless and until we realize and appreciate what we've been given by God, our Father, we are squandering our inheritance in loose living, living to please ourselves. Sometimes we need to experience spiritual famine so that we can begin to recognize our spiritual need and our sinfulness. Then we can turn back toward our Father, confess our sins, and receive forgiveness and salvation, which He gladly wants to give us. If we turn toward the Father, He will come and meet us. None of us is worthy of His love and His eternal inheritance, and when we recognize that, He is happy to give it to us as a free gift, Ephesians 2:8-9. The children of God should share their father's joy in the return of prodigal brothers and sisters. No one is more or less deserving of forgiveness and salvation. The steadfast son didn't appreciate what his father had done for him, but the prodigal son did. Jesus is the ultimate faithful Son, to whom all of the Father's inheritance belongs, but he rejoices in our return from death to true, eternal life, from being lost to being saved. Jesus is glad to share his inheritance with us. We are all born physically alive but spiritually unborn. This lifetime is our opportunity to seek and come to know God our Father, Acts 17:26-27. Jesus Christ is the only way to forgiveness of our sin, disobedience of God's word, and restoration of fellowship with God, which was broken by sin. Jesus is the only way to know divine, eternal truth, and the only way to be spiritually reborn, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life, John 14:6, the only way to be saved from God's eternal condemnation and our eternal destruction in hell, Acts 4:12, Matthew 25:31-46, to Thessalonians 1:5-10, see, God's plan of salvation, sidebar top right. This lifetime is our only opportunity to be spiritually reborn. Only Jesus gives the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23. Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.